Yes, all is any money at the time of Kirtan. He is playing so much on Bhagavan, so much, but not singing. If anyone who is playing on big kartal, oh, all you should hear. If anyone not doing Kirtan himself by mouth, but his lapar chapar, he is doing. If one sitting there, but not doing Kirtan, if he is playing so much mridanga and kartal, is it Kirtan or not? Oh, you should answer.
Sure, sir.
Only he says, oh, 24 hours he is doing, but not speaking by mouth. Is it Kirtan or not? What is this?
Music.
But he is not doing also Hare Krishna. Only he is playing on mridanga so much, but not chanting. What is this? Not even music.
Noise.
So we should try. If he is not playing on any instrument but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, even not that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, is it Kirtan or not?
Yes.
So you should try to follow. If anyone is not singing and only doing,
labor.
But if, so we should try to. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. We are chanting the name of Krishna. Why? To please Radhika. And we chant Radhe. Why? To please Krishna. If you are chanting Radhe Radhe, Krishna will be happy to hear this name. And if you are chanting Krishna Krishna, then we will be happy. Not for us, only to make happy Radha and Krishna, we are chanting Hare Krishna. If you are glorifying you, but not your child, what is this? We'll be so happy. If anyone is not glorifying you, but he is glorifying your wife and child, then automatically. So if you are not glorifying your Prabhupada even, but glorifying his Gurudev, dearest one, then what he will be?
More happy.
Then you are glorifying himself. Try to understand and realize this theory practically. So if you are glorifying the Gurudev of Srila Prabhupada, more than you are glorifying him. So try to add something for him. What? Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Shishmad Bhakti, Siddhant Sarasati. At least one. Otherwise, there are three more. श्री वात्सवानी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वल प्रेमार्ध श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रह और देन योर प्रभुपाद विल बी जंपिंग ओह नाउ ही इज माय डिसाइपल्स परत ही वाज नॉट फर्स्ट माय डिसाइपल्स ही कैनॉट नो. He was not knowing by heart, but now he is. So try to realize all these things. अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकः चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च दानं कामयेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम सुदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण प्रसन्नाय गौर गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाने कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृष्ण द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां। अटरिंग दिस श्लोक वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पामनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो। वट इज हियर द मीनिंग ऑफ वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः? कैन यू टेल वट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमः? या quickly
giving your heart, your whole heart to the pranam to all the Vaishnavas
who are Vaishnavas,
who
especially my only God brother,
to all Vaishnavas,
to whom all
who are like desire tree,
who are now here present,
no, throughout the universe, all throughout time,
past, present, future, all from Brahma, Narad, and up till now, and who will be in future, to all in this Vaishnava. Not only that we are related, then you are very but
small-minded. Narrow-minded.
Don't be narrow-minded. Here, but unity in diversity, and diversity in always try to take this, not for any special Vaishnava, all Vaishnavas of past, future and present, but especially who are very nearer, dearer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harsarup Damodar. Not equal to all. Then Rupa Raghunath and all, Sada Goswami, very near. But I will pray honor to all. But especially, I will tell Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam, like this. For Sanatana Goswami, like that. For Raghunath Das Goswami life. Rupa Goswami, best prayer of Rupa Goswami, what? What is best? For Rupa Goswami. But this is okay? Very good. gradually. And come to this. Sri Rupa Manjari Prathita Puresmin Punsa Parasra Nipasya Siti Bimba Darage Khatam Anagat Bhatrikaya Jatak. This is the best, highest. But you will have to realize all this. what is it? Then Krishna will be happy more, and Radhika, all smiling, he will give his all what and
world
blessing. So we should read all these things, have a greed for Radha and Krishna. And those who are giving this, they are best friends. So we should try to associate for all these things and think that he is my teacher, actually. Now we should come.
Today devotees have received Harinam initiation from Srila Gurudev. We will announce your name, you can stand up, and Srila Gurudev will mention your new name. Radhanath Prabhu, please stand up. Same name.
Radhanath. Oh, Radhanath is good name. In this name, two are there. Jugal are there. Radha and then Nath. Radha and Nath conjugal makes Radhanath. So Radha is also Krishna is there also. Beloved of Radhika, Nath means. So your name is okay. Radhanath Prabhu ki.
Then Thomas, brother of Vrindavan Prabhu.
He is not here. His name should be? His name is what? Tarun Krishna. What his name was?
Thomas.
Very good name. Tarun Krishna Prabhu ki.
Navin Prabhu. Pamela. Pamela.
Pamela. Pamela.
Pamela. Stand up.
You are Pamela.
Pamela. And now?
Now. Pramila. Very good name. One of the best sakhis of Radhika. Pramila. Prem Pramila. By love and affection Pramila. She has become Pramila. Pramila Devi ki. Yeah. That book you have?
I have it.
You should read that.
That book, only that book?
Verse and then explain what he has written. You so try to
mic not working. Only one
go
mic
deep.
Working. The time. At the time, only one mic.
You should try.
This verse and translation or complete purport. Complete. Krishna Smaram.
No.
From the beginning.
From beginning this is shlok and then
there, underneath, this one, that part.
Yes.
You should read the meaning and then.
So Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given his translation to the 8th text of Upadeshamrita.
Okay, if you are not speaking by...
Yes.
Very good.
The translation of the 8th text is, the essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, his transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Golok Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he is quoting some verses from Srila Rupa Goswami Pad's Bhaktivasamrita Sindhu.
First, you should know, I have told you that how you can be in Vrindavan if you are here. But you can be here. They are in Vrindavan. How you can be? You should think that now where is Krishna? Where is Krishna now? He never leaves, gives up Vrindavan. Always he is Vrindavan. Now he is in Vrindavan. What is the time now? It is about 7. Then where is Krishna and what he is doing? He has returned from cowherding, from here and there, from forest. And he has reached in
Nandagaon.
And he has met all the gopis in the way. And very happy. And now his mother kissing him, taking in his lap, her lap, and milk is coming from his, automatically, from his breast. Curiosity.
Caressing
Krishna. And also tears are coming. And he is doing arti now this time. And she is looking that so many scratches are here. Oh, the boys are very naughty. And they are making a scratch. And very patiently, he does 4 times here with lamp. And then, and then from 5th to altogether 14 times. Very. And then he makes some remedy to Krishna. And once to the boys that don't do like this. And at that time Madhumangal begins to laugh. And he tells something that Krishna, oh, don't tell to my mother. So he is there. And after that he will take something and he will be ready to miss the call. So with Krishna you should be there. And what Radhika is doing? He is in Jawad. And Yashoda has sent a message to her that she should make preparation like Manohar Laddu, Rasamalai, Amrit Keli, and so many things. Krishna likes them and he is cooking. And if you are serving, then you should help Srimati Radhika. And if you are like a friend, then you should think that I am friend and be with Krishna. Help Krishna in all this. Thus you are in Vrindavan. Oh, we should not follow this idea. Because our Prabhupada has never told. It is formally liberated persons who are there. We should not tell the name of Gopi. Otherwise we will be
Sajya.
We should not even remind Gopis. We should not read 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Has Swamiji has told any about these things? These are only silly things. Also they should not utter Gopal mantra. Gopi Janabal, Gopi is there. Why they are doing all these things, nonsense things? They don't know the meaning. They don't know the deep ideas of Swami. They have not practically associated him internally. This is the thing. So nowadays so many sahajiyas. They have translated Govinda Lilamrita. They have translated Krishna Bhavanamrita. Very easy they have done. And all reading. And all thinking that we are goopy.
Goopy,
not goopy. And they will jump without props. Without any practice and without any process. They don't want to take any process from beginning. They only want to jump and go on the head of the tree. And that is why with branch they come down. So we should try to follow from beginning with the process. We should not read all these things. We should, if we have hearing from bona fide any devotee, then from beginning, from Upadeshamritam and Manasikha and all others, we should try to and follow all these things in process. If you are liberated or not, no harm. No harm. If you have some greed for that I want to serve Radha and Krishna, then with honor and in the right process, we should follow. So he is telling all this. Don't read and don't try to follow if you have no some greed. But if a little greed and honor you have, you can read, but follow it in with process. Don't go jumping.
I'm reading now from page 74. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there. In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes. This is further elucidated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 12294. Krishnam smaram janam chasya prastam nija sami hitam tat katar chasyaso kuryad vasam rajesada. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of bread and always engage in Krishnam smaram janam chasya prastam, the remembrance of Krishna and his beloved associates. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12295, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddhu Rupena Chakrahi.
You should understand this thing. What he is telling? That you should remember Krishna and his associates. Why he is telling? We should always remember Krishna. Then what will be? If you are remembering Krishna and in the time of death, then you will be like Mayavadi. You will merge in Krishna. But if you are remembering Krishna with associates like Mother Yashoda, then you will be like Mother Yashoda serving Krishna. And if you are remembering Krishna with Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all others, Rup Manjari especially, then you will have a mood like Rup Manjari. You will not emerge in Krishna. You know Bharat Maharaj, at the time of death he was remembering a deer and he became deer. So don't follow this. You should follow both. From beginning, from today, you should practice like that. If you have honor, with honor, you should first hear the pastimes of Krishna with friends, with Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and with Gopi. First hear with Shraddha. And then a greed may come. And then if greed comes, then follow this. Go on.
Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi sadbhavalipsuna karya brajalokanu saratah. In the transcendental realm of Braj, Brajadham, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps.
What is particular associate? He should try to see. He should be in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. If our Gurudev is following that line, then we should remember him. We can remember our Shiksha Guru. We can Remember Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, anyone in this land.
Especially
to Shiksha Guru, if he is qualified and giving his all these things.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization.
What it meaning? What?
That even if one is not liberated, he can still follow this practice under the guidance of an liberated.
All should follow?
Huh?
All devotees should follow this?
At the time of
no. Those who had honor and greed, only they. Not for all. If they are not even following the regulative principles, never. But if anyone has honor to this by hearing, and he has little greed that, oh, I should serve Krishna and Radha like Rupmanji, then he, with honor he can. Whether he is
He
is not liberated. Even he can. And what to tell about liberated who are and had so much thick grace about this?
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a Siddha Purush or a spiritually perfect soul. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented as follows upon this verse. One who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regulative principles.
These are what? This is process. How we can advance. Without following this, and if you are remembering all these past times, you will go to hell. Krishna will create a very special kind of hell for them, these devotees.
Once you train the mind by following the progressive regulative principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna, his name, his form, quality, pastimes, and so forth, in this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of all instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service.
Very good. So you should try to follow. If you are chanting and remembering, but not in this process, then after some time you will gain nothing, and then your belief will be very weak, and then you can give up chanting, and very easily you will be controlled of Maya. Any beautiful lady will come, and quickly he will attack. Some wealth will come. You have, even if you are son of a very high
wealthy person,
so much wealthy, and you have come giving up. And again, if you are not going in this process, after some time you will be so weak, and then you will keep some money in you. This attachment will not come. So if you are in this process, going on step by step upside, and testing something, realize something, then you will never go down. Never, never. That is why it has been told. What? That if you are taking something, a test will come, your stomach will be fulfilled, and a detachment for taking
something will go away.
What is that slow?
Bhakti Parasana Bhuro Virastya Sanyasa Anyasa Chaitati Ka Ekakala Padjamana Saya Pasna Tasis Kushi Sati Shud Apayonu Gata.
You remember this slow? Try to remember. You should all try to know all these things. This is association, really. Oh, all know.
Everywhere they want him.
He also, Pundarik Prabhu,
Govinda.
All Govinda, those who are with me, all are experts.
I was worried, Maharaj, earlier today you said you all have to come to Vrindavan. You're going to need a big building. I think a lot of people are going to take you up on this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hari Guru.
This was?
Eh? Anything?
No,
oh, go on. Actually, you should translate.
This verse explains, as a healthy person, when he takes some food and he's eating, then three effects are seen. What are those three effects? The first effect is, the first bite is under the start subsiding. Second effect is, he will get some nourishment and he will become some healthy, strength will come, and taste will be there. He will relish that food. Similarly, when one is following the path of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion, then three effects are seen in the behavior and in the experience of a devotee. What are those three effects? First of all, he will experience some realization. God realization will come, realization of the absolute truth and of the Sambandha Dhyan that will generate in him. Second thing, to that degree, he will lose interest in other material sense enjoyments and other objects, and some faith in the process of bhakti will come. So these three things will simultaneously happen. But at the same time, unless and until he has eaten full plate of prasadam, complete satisfaction and complete hunger will not be quenched. So, as one makes progress in the path of bhakti, he gradually attains these different stages. And when he attains the full perfect stage, then we see that no attachment and no other behavior other than bhakti is seen in the life of the devotee.
Yes, sir. If anyone chanting and remembering like this, some God realization will come automatically. And some detachments of worldly things will come. And he will know all kinds of tattva. So three things. He will be some satisfied himself. So if, and then what will be? Oh, tears will come. Head chanting, remembering. Heart melting. Nainam galadashu dharaya padanam gadagadar. This will come. This is called association. In association, we'll realize all this. Automatically, this attachment from world will come. If anyone is chanting, remembering, in process, and detachment from worldly things are not coming, then there is some loophole here and there. Surely it's coming. Can you tell that gopis were so much high class of bairagi or not? No. Because always involved. But where they are involved, they are more superior than Chatursan were always naked. Sanak Sanatan Varanita Charite. Sanak Sanatan, a detachment from all world, everything, but not like gopis. He is not even be compared with the feet dust of gopis. So bairagi. They have left their husband, children,
body
and bodily conception, everything totally. So they are more renounced than Krishna even. Krishna is renounced, but not like gopi. So you should know. Pandavas, they are renounced or not? They are guru of renounce. Draupadi is the guru of all Pandavas. And Draupadi, how much renown. So we should try to realize all these things. It depends on the mood of sadhana. Then we should begin Chaitanya Charitamrita now. You should think about all this, always, remember it very deeply. Then you are nearer to Swamiji. You are always in Vrindavan, 24 hours. Fourth, Adi fourth. Adi third, 26 verse. Yuga dharma pravartan hai ansahite amabina anne nare braja prema dite.
My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age, Krishna says. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braj.
What is the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga? The Nam Sankirtan can be introduced by Ansa, like Mahavishnu, like Advaita Acharya, he can do Nam Sankirtan preaching. This is not the job of Krishna, not of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Understand this? Try to more realize these things. Now he is telling. Come in fourth. Fifth. Fire. Chaturtha shlokar artha ei kailasar prem nam pracharite ei avatar.
I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God.
What is fourth shlok? Anarpiticharin chirat karniyavate. So he has told that Krishna came Chaitanya in Mahaprabhu's form to preach name and prem, both. But he is now telling, Satya yai hetu, kintu taha bahiranga. Ar ek hetu suna ache antaranga.
Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason. The confidential reason for the Lord's appearance.
Then, Purvajana Prithvi Har Harivare Krishna Vatirin Haila Sastrite Prachare Swayam Bhagavane Karmane Bhar Haran Sthiti Karta Vishnu Karan Jagat Palan. Go on.
The scriptures proclaim that Lord Krishna previously descended to take away the burden of the earth. To take away this burden, however, is not the work of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The maintainer, Lord Vishnu, is the one who protects the universe.
Vishnu dvare Krishna kare asura sanghare anusang karma ei asur maran. 13th.
At that time, therefore, Lord Vishnu is present in the body of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna kills the demons through him. Thus the killing of demons is but secondary work. I will now speak of the main reason for the Lord's incarnation.
To establish Yuga Dharma is not the duty of Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Then who does this? We see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing this. There is a special reason for this. He will tell. Then जे लागी अवतार कही से मूल कारण अनुसंग कर्म ए असुर मारण जे लागी अवतार कही से मूल कारण
At that time, therefore, Lord Vishnu presents in the body of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna kills the demons through Lord Vishnu. Thus, the killing of demons is secondary work.
And also, he is doing Nam Prachar. Who is doing? Mahavishnu. At that time, he is doing preaching name here and there. This is Yuga Dharma. So, who is doing? And what Krishna is doing there? Oh, he is giving Prem in that name. Mahavishnu cannot give this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, SFSL thing is that he is giving Prem. What Prem? Dasya, Sakha, Vasalya, especially Madhu. He is giving. And then he is preaching. So if in other Kali Yuga, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never come, that time not come, not descend, then Vishnu, Advaita Acharya, will preach name here and there. He will give also prem, but not Braj prem. Never he can go give. Only he can give some transcendental prem, which is attained by regulative bhakti, like Ajamil, like Jai Vijay, like others. He gave it to also to tigers and bears and all others. But this name cannot give Braj Prem, like Gopi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And he gave that Prem through this name. He empowered all the names. He invested his all power in name. And then he made dawns all and he gave Nam and Prem. But this is also secondary. What?
External.
Not internal. Mode of Krishna. What he was saying. It is so high. We cannot imagine. But Krishna Das Kadiraj Goswami and Rup Goswami and Jiva Goswami and all Goswamis are telling this is external. Why? Now he is telling. Krishna prema rasya nirjas karite asvadan rag marg bhakti loke karite pracharan rasik sekhar krishna parama karun ei dui hetu haite ichhar udgam.
The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, prema rasa nirjas, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction, raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant rasika shekhar and as the most merciful of all, parama karun.
Swamiji has explained all these things in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but who are studying these things? Because Gopi name is here, so they will do like this and don't read this chapter. If anyone is reading this chapter, then he is opposed to Prabhupada. So Narayani Maharaj is most opposite to all these things. He is Sahajiya. So I think that Swamiji is most high class of Sahajiya. Rupa Goswami was Sahajiya and Mahaprabhu was Sahajiya. Because he was. So Swami is telling, so he is Sahajiya. So Iskon said, give up him. We are all Iskon. We are following all these things. What Swami? So he is telling, Krishna is himself telling in his mind this thing, that what I should do? Aishwarya sithir preme nahi mora prita amake Ishwar mane আপনাকে হীন তার প্রেম বসে আমি নহইয়ধীন, আমাকে যে যে ভক্ত যেইভাবে ভজে ভাবে সে ভজে এই মোর স্বভাব গণ।
All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me. If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me. In whatever transcendental mellow, in whatever transcendental mellow my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior.
Mor putra, mor sakha, mor pranapati, ei bhabe jei more kore shuddha bhakti, amake bodo mane, amake amare samahin, sei bhabe ami hoi tahar adhin.
If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great and considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him.
They should read all these things, devotee, and judge themselves. Krishna is telling himself that those whose love and affection in opulence, they cannot control me. I'm not so much full.